Washington's recreational pot shops still aren't selling marijuana food, partly because making the rules for it has been so complicated. But the first company licensed to produce edibles is embracing the regulations. KPLU's Gabriel Spitzer reports on how three brothers behind this Seattle startup are looking to be the grown-ups in the industry.
The business was little brother Michael's idea, and he started recruiting middle brother Patrick and big brother Daniel just weeks after Washington legalized marijuana.
At Thanksgiving, we're all together, and I had done some preliminary financial analysis and written it down on a piece of paper, and I'm passing it underneath the table to my brothers and saying, we should do this, we should do this.
The result is DB3, named for the three Devlin brothers. They're in their 50s and 60s, and none has a background in pot commerce. Their experience is in marketing, business development, and crucially, food processing.
We're looking for a food manufacturing facility, and that's what this is.
The industrial food lab in Seattle's Soto neighborhood is fitted out with stainless steel machines and several grow rooms. Like many in the market, they're waiting for their plants to mature.
About another 4 weeks, I think.
Are you guys, like, drumming your fingers and ready for this to be up and running, or what?
Yeah.
Edibles have been tricky for regulators. Much of what's on the gray and black markets are things like candy bars and lollipops. The Liquor Control Board has clamped down on edibles to keep them from appealing to children, so candy is not allowed. DB3 is making energy drink shots, flavor drops for other beverages, and lozenges.
I call the category meltaways, which would include caramels.
Are they like a hard candy consistency?
They are like a hard lozenge type
hard
of
lozenge.
Candy.
Yes.
You understand.
We don't want to use the word candy.
But it's a hard crystallized sugar medium.
Exactly. Exactly. This is very good.
Sucrose.
They plan to offer baked goods and maybe some chocolates, but nothing that could be mistaken, they hope, for something you'd get in your trick-or-treat bag. They're also sticklers for what Patrick calls dose control, so someone just dabbling doesn't accidentally eat a Cheech and Chong-sized dose.
Each one of our packages are identified with graphics indicating the dose, and clearly identifying what the serving size is, giving the consumer the opportunity of picking the dose that they want and then being able to scale that to the experience that they're looking for.
The brothers say they expect to have their Zoots line of products on shelves next month. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.